from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But if you don't know, Tobin was named best sports radio personality in the world by the Miami New Times. And that is a prestigious award. The Miami New Times, in all honesty, they pay a lot of attention to local radio and local media, and you won the award. So how much of that is due to me, Brendan?
Truthfully, Hocus, a lot. A lot. It is true. You gave him my first chance. You gave him my first at bat. So if it really wasn't for you, you could have said, this guy's a bum. Go cut some more Panthers highlights. Get out of here.
Used to be the program director at 790 Crowder, and Tobin was like this young kid out of Barry University, and he's making his way into professional radio, and I've taken over as program director, and I send him, I don't know, some text, can you do this or good job or something, and his response is he was trying to text thanks Hawk, and his phone autocorrected it to Hocus. And it said, thanks, Hocus. And I believe a young Brendan Tobin was mortified that his boss just got this text that said, thanks, Hocus. And I believe, but he has called me Hocus for 20 years now.
Yeah, I was like, not some cute nickname I was trying to get on you. Justin autocorrect, I apologize.
Yeah.
I know he was a terrible boss. You can be honest now.
Go ahead, be honest. Be honest.
No, he was a good boss. Listen, he didn't steal money from me, so he's already got a leg up on the guy that was before him. I was like, Jesus. I was taking freelance checks. Like,
so the bar was low already.
It was $200. That's what you had to take?
Those could fill a podcast. The stories about the guy who I took over from, that could fill a podcast. Anyway, Tobin, so you did the draft show with Mushmouth. I was telling him during the break, Crowder, like, was I lying? Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, half his face is swollen. Something happened. He either got hit or allergic reaction.
But he doesn't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I saw him. Some guy brought us a couple of beers during the broadcast last night. And so I don't know if he got spiked.
He was pounding beers this morning at the airport. Like, he snapped me, like, at 6 a.m. But this was not, like, we've talked about being drunk before. Your tongue doesn't swell up to the size of a shoe. Like, someone spiked his drink with seafood because he's in anaphylactic shock.
He did do a weird thing. He did do a weird thing last night when we were talking about, like, Jimmy Butler. And I said, hey, Sham says Jimmy Butler's playing his contract out. And, like, he's a foot from me. We have headsets on, and like it didn't even happen. Repeats me. Hey, Shams says that Jimmy Butler's playing his contract out, and I'm like,
that happens three times a show. That happens. What? Listen, that's not a warning signal because that's. I mean, when I say all the time, all the time, and this is where Solana would right now say, by the way, that happens a lot, all the time. like it never happened. Yeah, it is weird with him, but he gets in his own. He gets in his own little world.
I was just going to tell Tobin, eye contact means nothing for Solana. Don't assume anything with Solana.
Anyway, you predicted Khalil Ware to be the Heat's pick at 15?
Well, we got to like 10, and Solana was like, hey, make a prediction. He had said Jared McCain from Duke, who went the next pick to Philly. Truthfully, like, look, I'm not a draft guy, so I look at like six players, whoever Anthony Chang said they were working out, and so he was one of the guys that I looked at, and so I look at the list, I'm like, I can't pronounce that guy's name. I know Khalil Ware, but he was like way down on the best available, like as far as like out of the top 10 of guys. So I said, because I recognize his name, Khalil Ware, I could see that because Edie was gone, Devin Carter was gone, Topic was gone. And so I just kind of threw his name out there, but I did say with the caveat, it might be a bit of a reach, but it turns out, you know, as their GM, assistant GM said last night, like they would have even traded up for him. They love this kid, apparently.
It was a big part. Like guys you're naming are big. You knew they were going to go get somebody big to help Bam.
That seemed like it made the most sense. I mean, like Crowder, they've been, you know, trying this whole backup thing behind him with these retread vets. I think Orlando Robinson has some nice skill to him, but like clearly he's not grabbed that job. So I just think that they had to. And this is a guy who, you know, blocked the hell out of the basketball last year at Indiana, could shoot a little bit, you know, and I think that they think there could be even more there. So that's always an element you need next to Bam Adebayo as well. And yeah, I think, you know, UD's kind of given hint to this. They've mentioned this. I think Bam's excited about it. That he's tired of getting beat up with these monsters all the time. I think that, you know, it is going to be a little bit of a change. It doesn't mean he won't be games where he's still going to close games maybe as the five for the Heat, but, you know, during the season, spell, give him some actual minutes to rest. I think that it was a great move for the Heat.
Is there a way to extrapolate what next season looks like based on this, which would mean, hey, Jimmy's going to be there. They weren't looking to replace his style or his position. Bam, they're building around him. It's Bam's team. He's the cornerstone piece right now, and we're going to make him happy and give him the extension as well. Like, do you extrapolate all that?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the interesting thing is going to be for Khalil is, you know, I imagine he's going to probably just start off like Bam did with Whiteside is probably be the backup guy unless he just blows up immediately, because, you know, Jovic kind of took that four spot last year next to Bam. And I think that they did like a lot of what he brought to the table, but now you are in a situation where, hey, now you got maybe three talented guys who can kind of roll ball out there. The Heat actually can throw a bigger lineup out there, put Jimmy at the two, basically put Tyler at point guard for spells of games. So I do think that the Heat recognize the Celtics huge, the Knicks wingspan for days. You just had to do it. I mean, you can't keep doing this where you're trying to get by with Caleb Martin at that position and hoping, hey, Bam, do this, you know, wrestle with the Joker and Joel Embiid, but also score us 25, please.
And Tobin, I want to be excited, but the couple of the write-ups that Hawk was reading earlier, so many words said the guy's lazy. Like, he doesn't give full percent. It doesn't always have the fire under him. It said, you know, and any question, does he love basketball? Any concerns with those reports?
Definitely, because that seems to be the only red flag that he had talent-wise, Crowder. So there has to be something as to why everybody, you know, for a draft that, you know, quote-unquote, lacked talent, for a guy to have this size, these numbers, what the hell did everybody else get worried about that the Heat weren't worried about? Now, they're saying publicly yesterday, Adam Simon said, lazy narrative, not something we're concerned about. They said they talked to everybody, back to high school, both of his colleges. So they did their homework on the kid to, I would assume, dispel that stuff. And I just can't imagine them taking a guy who Eric Spoelstra is going to have to get the drive out of. He said all the right things last night in the interview, but I guess we don't really know. That is kind of not only a worry for I guess Khalil from the lead up to the draft, but a lot of seven footers kind of can have that knock from time to time. So definitely something I will keep an eye on, because, you know, I don't think it comes from nowhere, but, you know, publicly everybody from the Heat standpoint and his standpoint, they dispelled it immediately.
Seems to be one of those things, that one of those narratives that starts spreading through different front offices, right? And so you go, well, why a guy who looks like this is, like, you know, prototypical big guy that you would want? Like, why would he? What is the knock? Why is this not an A-plus slam dunk? And that narrative, but we were talking about it, like, and I even read the review from The Ringer, and The Ringer gave the pick a C-plus. But said, this is going to be the ultimate test case for Heat culture, because this is the narrative about him. That's the antithesis, obviously, of Heat culture. But Crowder and I were saying it, like, you're not going to put Spo in that position. But I don't think Riley would ever take even a flyer on someone that he didn't think. I think he would take someone who was less talented that he thought was completely engaged. So I don't think that that would be Riley's style. And then, as Crowder pointed out, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo on the court with you, and you're not going to go 100%, and then off the court, Udonis and Alonzo Mourning. Like, it just doesn't seem like it would be any kind of concern, right?
It's tough to know always, because look, they've taken, you know, the flyers on Michael Beasley because of just the talent. That was one of the things that kind of drove Spo nuts with Precious Achiuwa. With, like, Precious came here, you're supposed to be the backup big. And here's the thing. Your example is Bam Adebayo, who plays balls to the wall at all times. If you're not doing that for the 15 minutes I'm playing you, I don't have time for you. So I definitely think they would have their eye out for it. It's not like they've never gotten bit by that with the organization. But he's not apples to apples with Precious. Precious was younger, you know, kind of was in a weird situation in Memphis where he took over the team in the middle because they had James Wiseman who basically left the team in the middle of the year. You know, this guy did leave from Oregon to Indiana, but he produced for him. He was all defense in the conference. He did average 2 blocks a game. And so I think he showed just a little bit of everything. And I think that they see already he's a really, really good rim protector, but also with his athleticism, they think they could add him to be defensively even more. So I think that they, you know, maybe that stuff is in his past, but I do think that they love the talent and think that, hey, this guy can be something really, really special.
And if Khalil comes in ball, like you say, he comes in ball, and let's say they got to put him on the court, what does that open up for Bam? Is it offensively? Is it defensively going outside? Like, what does Khalil open up for Bam if Khalil is legit?
Yeah, well, I think if they have a legit rim protector there, I think the thing that's going to be great, Crowder, is, like, now instead of having to put Haywood Highsmith on Jason Tatum, you could go put Bam on Jason Tatum. You know, like, that's the, you know, for spurts of a game, like, you're going to have some of that relief. You know, he doesn't have to maybe go tussle with Jonas Valanciunas or whomever may be back there for an entire game. So I think that you don't have Bam having to go and wrestle with the biggest guys all the time for a grind of a regular season. You could have him rove around and feel like somebody's going to be back there to protect some of these things now. Again, that's going to be interesting to see, like, how much they'll trust him right away, because Spo's very big on the detail orient, especially from his bigs and his forwards. That's kind of what took Jovic so long to get in there. But I do think that in an ideal world, I think it's going to help, because it's going to unlock more versatility for Bam. Offensively, it's going to be interesting, because this guy has basically been threes and dunks in college, and Bam toyed with the three ball a little bit. And you know, it's going to know, like, is that going to be a real thing for Bam, or are we hitting, like, this, like, Chris Bosh point of his career where he's actually going to add that to his arsenal? So those are going to be some interesting things to watch out for this year.
What were your observations? You guys had him on for about 6 minutes last night. What were your observations just talking to him for the first time?
I think my observation was just that, because of all the things you guys said with the narrative, I was like, all right, well, what's this guy going to say? And man, he knocked the interviews out of the park. Like, he was like, what is the thing they're going to be the most? Wins, you know, think that me and Bam are going to be dangerous. You know, I kind of knew that immediately as I walked into the workout, like, I could just feel the vibe that it was going to work here. So he seems like he's all about it. Like, it seems like a place where he connected with them during their workout right away. He felt like the interest was strong there and that it was going to happen. And I mean, hearing from the front office last night, you know, he seemed like the guy, because I think a lot of the names that the fans had wanted, the Edies, the Carters, even a Nikola Topic, who basically would have been in a redshirt year, yeah, they all got taken in front of him. Who's to know if the boy would have dropped differently if they would have gone that way? But some people have criticized that, you know, would they have gone with Connect, who was the guy who ended up going to the Lakers. But they kind of did that last year with Hawkins. Like, they took the proven older guy. The year before that, they go project guy from Europe. This year, guy with a couple of you know, years in college basketball, explosive, could really help out one of your best players. So they've really kind of diversified their pick over the last 3 years. I like that.
A+.
Oh, A++. Heat culture.
Is he goofy? If you're 7 feet, you got to be goofy to be good.
Well,
all the big 7-footers are goofy.
Here's what's goofy, Crowder. I don't know how to say his name because they say Khalil, but then they're like saying it's Kal-El, like Superman, because he refers to himself on social media as Kryptonian. And I asked him last night, as a Kryptonian, what is your superpower? He said to fly, which, you know, is obviously like that should be number one power as a Kryptonian. So, yeah, that was a little goofy, but I like that. I like the fact that he sees himself as an alien. I still don't know how to say his name, though.
No, Shaq. That's why I love Shaq, because he's 7 foot and he's goofy. I want all my 7-footers to be goofy.
Yeah, you know what? Hassan Whiteside was kind of goofy. Everybody got tired of him real quick, you know?
Don't put him in my argument.
Like, we loved it, though. We were, oh, dear, bro, we love. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, yeah, this isn't really that much fun. By the way, the same thing would have happened to Paul Maurice, this big love affair. If they hadn't won in game 7, all the cute stuff that we love, all the little in-game interviews, everyone would have been like, hey, you know what? Maybe instead of being so cutesy, you get them on the ice and practice instead of giving Bob days off the day before game 7. All right, tough guy. You know, that's just how things happen in sports. Mike McDaniel. I mean, these cutesy sound bites are going to get they're already starting to wear on my nerves.
Whenever I open up a Mike McDaniel press conference that's 40 minutes, I feel like Jimmy Butler in game 5 of the finals. I'm just like, oh, this is going to be so many words.
40 minutes, that's 3 questions.
Right, maybe 2.
It's gracious.
Who's going to win, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
I'm just worried about Mike, man, because, like, he's too old. And I just feel, I don't think anybody's going to get knocked out because they've given them pillow gloves. You know, this is basically going to be like they're going with Nerf toys in there. So I basically think it's going to be something stupid, like a draw by the end of it.
Kind of a win for Tyson, right? I mean, if he's 57, 58 years old and he fights a young guy to a draw, that would be a win. Like, Jake Paul has to win, no?
Yeah, I would hope so. You're fighting an old man who's coming off of an ulcer, you know, emergency on a plane.
Like, wheeled out of an airport looking like a senior citizen.
If you can't beat him and you can't beat Tyson Fury's bum brother, who can you beat? You know, so yeah, I would hope so that this is going to be the guy that he could be. I will say, I was at the fight where they had a Vander Holyfield fight at 60 against Vitor Belfort. And thankfully, the ref stopped it after like 2 punches. He looked, and I'm telling you, Evander looked good. You're like, he looks like he could still be heavyweight champ of the world. But it just didn't move the same. It was just like the fists were up, boom, boom. And the ref just waved it off. Thankfully, he just couldn't move anymore. So that's what I'm worried about with Iron Mike. Like, you watch a 15-second Instagram clip, and it's got 9 jump cuts in there. I'm like, how tired is he? Like, that they got to cut that out. So, you know, I would love more than Mike Tyson to knock him out of the ring. That's what we all want. I'm just worried that they have made this impossible because it's pillow gloves and he's 60.
Is it going to do numbers just because the names?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to do numbers. No, it's going to do numbers. They did a great second fight press conference, Crowder. Like, the first one was too friendly, but then Tyson like started really going in on Jake Paul, and so that got everybody like really excited to see Tyson kick his ass. But I just don't think this is gonna be, you know, made for them, because I think the thing that the commission is gonna want is like Mike Tyson doesn't get hurt. That's what they're hoping for. We all make a gazillion dollars, Mike Tyson doesn't get hurt. And you know, I think that's their biggest concern. While we're all hoping here for blood and that Jake Paul gets turned into a meme, everybody who's really around this just is like, let's just hope the old man doesn't get hurt. We all get rich. Like,
does it offend your, because you love boxing and mixed martial arts. Like, does it offend your sensibilities?
No, it doesn't offend what offends my sensibilities is people thinking Mike Tyson is still going to be Mike Tyson and he's 58.
Well, like, what if he could just connect with one hit? I know you're saying pillow gloves, but what if he could connect with one hit that Jake Paul has never had to withstand before. Yeah, or he just doesn't have that in him anymore.
This was just the argument people made with like McGregor Mayweather. And it's like, yeah, but he's not gonna do that. He's 60, and you know, Jake Paul's still a big guy. Like, we haven't really seen Jake Paul hurt. So I mean, I suppose anything's possible, Hawk, but I don't know, man. I think that they're gonna be like body hugging the entire time, really.
So who's the best boxer right now? Is it Tank?
Tank's really like, I was a Tank fan, but I'm like tuning into him every single time now, Crowder, because it's must see. Because I thought Frank Martin like had some things figured out, but Tank's just in that mode where like, nah, seven rounds, he's gonna knock you out. I still think Crawford's the best boxer on the planet. I really want to see him fight Canelo. That would be my dream fight. And then Usyk, man, you can't really sleep on Usyk because I mean he almost knocked a giant into the bleachers with Tyson Fury. Like that crooked ref saved Tyson Fury from getting knocked out. So not only like getting knocked out by an MMA fighter nearly, but then almost getting knocked out by a cruiserweight. So he's insanely good.
Somebody text in, ask Tobin what was up with Solana repeating everything he said last night. Tobin kind of alluded to that earlier in the segment here, but was he doing that often where you would say, like, it wasn't just once, like you would say something and then he would kind of regurgitate it back?
No, I only remember just the one distinct thing because like the draft hadn't even started yet. We were just talking about the Jimmy Butler news of the day. And like, I just got done telling the Shams thing. And he goes, but you could see, but like, he wasn't looking at me. I could see him like in his computer, you know, he was typing something, but I figure with the headsets on, he's been in radio long enough.
Like one of the things in radio where you have to be able to do like get more information while you're still participating in the show that's going on. But he had completely checked out then.
He just saw Jimmy Butler contract free. Like he saw it was just tunnel vision at that point. So he'd shut off the ears because he was so excited to bring this news that I had already brought the audience 30 seconds beforehand.
So perfect, man. No doubts Jimmy's back next season. There's no animus between him and Riley.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's honestly, you know, I think Jimmy, it's funny how Jimmy's going to put this because now Jimmy's going to be like, oh, you thought it was going to be punishment paying me just an extra $60 million. Now Jimmy's like, well, if I really ball out and win the championship, 4 years, 244. So like, I think that that's, but in a weird way, in the heat sick way, like I think this could be, this is going to be the best version of Jimmy Butler you've ever gotten. So
he's playing chess. I think it's super cool that he's like, I don't even want the extension. I'm going to play. I am going to have such a great season that I will be one of the top free agent catches in the entire league. And so I'm playing chess, Heat. Like, now you're really going to have to pony up if you want to keep my services.
Yeah, it was it's maybe more like I'm not breaking up with you, you're breaking up with whatever, but like it's a good move because it's like, you thought 60 million, you thought that was a lot, that was a discount. Now you're going to have to pay me that for 4 more years till I'm 40. I didn't even want to play till I was 40. Now I'm going
to
do it.
Now I'll show you. All right, listen to Brendan Tobin every weekday here, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 560. He is the greatest sports radio host in the world, according to the Miami New Times, who generally has a good pulse of what's going on in media. Congrats on that award, for real, Tobin.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.